Okay, let's get into today's daf Ayin Hey in Maseches Menachos. As we continue here in the seventh parak, today's shiur is sponsored L'zeichan Ishpas, Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe Ben Yosef, whose vision of a Torah education for his sons has been rewarded with children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, raised B'derech HaTorah. We thank the Cook family for their sponsorship. Okay, today's daf will start with Ayin Dalet Amabez right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues discussing here different rules and regulations for Menachos. That is what the fifth parak was about. That's what the seventh parak is about. Right? That's, as we know, the different orders of the Mishnayos and the Gemara. But we pick up now with the Gemara. So the Mishnah just said that all Menachos are made in a Kli. Right? The Kli is what is Mekadesh it, as we mentioned a long time ago, not so recently, but earlier in the Masechta, why it is that a Kli is usually needed. Unlike an animal, where I'm just makdish an animal, and all of a sudden the animal becomes kadosh. It's automatic, right? That's this klushas aguf. I have the power to imbue it. But by a mincha, it's only when it is put into the kli. That's what gives a klushas aguf. We've quoted the Meshech Chachma in the Chedusha of Meir Simcha, Al HaShas, where he discusses maybe that's because what creates the tziruf between all these tiny little crumbs and particles by an animal is one item, is one unit. But I have a bunch of flour in my hand, so, or in a bowl of mine of chulin, so what creates the tziruf, the unifying factor, in order to be able to mekadish that? So that's the kli that is mitzarif. So all kalim, almost all kalim, for minachos, need a kli. So all need a kli, number one, and then the Mishnah said it needs three matanos of oil. It needs oil put in the kli beforehand, it needs oil during the mixing, and it needs oil afterwards, the yitzika. The Mishnah continued and said maybe not by everyone, by the certain ones, maybe you only have two out of three, that you skip one. So we'll see those details when we get up to it, and then the Mishnah discussed what exactly is the way that one does Mashicha to the Menachos as well. L'mu'ute mai. So what is this excluding? All Menachos require to be in a kli. What is that? Which one does not require a kli? So says the Gemara, Amar Papa, l'mu'ute mai, minchas ma'afe. Right? The baked mincha. The baked mincha, that goes into the oven, that's not a kli, and therefore that is what is excluded. That's what the Rashi and the Ksaviyat says. Limute minchas ma'afe de betanur ne'efos tchila umiyitzika memayla, and as we'll see, it's also excluded from that. So the ma'afe tanur. Tanur abana. Ve'minchas marcheshes karbanecha soles b'shemen teyaseh. So we're about to darshan all of the different psukim by Karban Mincha. And if you look in the beginning of Vayikra, we will see that each one of the Menachos are mentioned, and there are certain details that are mentioned by each one. And we learn one to the other, right? We have the Minchas Soles, Machvas, Marcheshes, and Ma'afetanor, and two types of Ma'afetanor. Those are the minchas that are mentioned. By each one, something else is mentioned. By the Minchas Solas, again, without reading the Psukim specifically, but the Minchas Solas, the first one, the Torah just talks about the Yitzika, V'yatzak Aleha Shemen. So that's, we understand as the third Matnas Shemen. By the Machvas, the Torah is Mefari, the Belila and the Yitzika. Soles Belula V'ashemen, V'yatzakta Aleha Shemen. So by number two, it's both. By the Marcheshes, the Torah just says the Shmatat Shemen and the Kli before. Soles Bashemen Te'aseh. So by the first one, you have the Yitzika. By the second one, you have the Blila and the Yitzika. By the third one, you have just the Shemen put in beforehand. And by the Minchas Ma'afetanur, the Torah mentions the Blila in the Chalos and the Meshicha on the Rekikin. As we'll see specifically, does not mention anything about putting it beforehand. As it says, Chalos Matzos Belulos Bashemen Urekike Matzos Meshuchim Bashamen. So we learn Gzeira Shava, as we'll see, Karmanecha, Machmas, and Marcheshes, and those are compared to each other and the others as well. But again, each one, maybe if they look into the Mefarshim al-Torah, why Dafka, some of these are mentioned by one and some by the other, but none of them have all of the details. But again, that's the limutim that we are about to have in this brisa. So again, Tanar Rabbeinu Minchas Marcheshes Karbanecha Soles Bashemen Teyaseh, right? So that means that there has to be Shemen beforehand. Malame Shuton Matet Shemen Bekli. It says, put the flour into the oil. Karban echal, karban echal, l'gzeira shava. And that compares the machvas and the marcheshes, as we discussed the difference between the two. Makan, matan shemen bekli, aflahalatan shemen bekli. Just like it says, beferish by the marcheshes, that you put the shemen in the kli to start off, so too, you put the shemen in the kli, to start off by the machvas. And umalahalan, and just like by the machvas, yitzika ubalila, by the machvas, by the flatter kli, the ramam without sides, and the rashi, it had sides, but it wasn't as deep, it was wider. Malahalan yitzika ubalila, right, we have both of those, afkan yitzika ubalila. So we compare machvas and marcheshes to learn out the oil. We already learned earlier, previously, certain menachas don't have oil, certain menachas don't have lavona, right, certain menachas only have certain types, parts of oil, so we'll see. Next part of the Mishnah. Chalos bololan divrei Rebbe, v'chacham omrim soles. So we mentioned by the machvas and the marcheshes. That's what we're talking about here. When do you put the oil in? So Rebbe says only once it is, they are chalos, so the chachamim say, even earlier when they are soles. So, Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa that expands upon that. Soles, belula milameish nevlelas soles. Tanakama says, soles belula means even when it's still flour, it's already mixed. It's already mixed. You have the flour, and then you put some oil in. Rebbe Omer, chalos bololan. No, only when they're chalos. Shenemar, chalos belulos. Right, the two. We learned earlier in the Mishnah, if you remember, that you put in, if there's no oil, how are you mixing it? So you put in a little water. Even though it's not mentioned beferish, we have that chazon ish, that it's perfectly understood. That's what, that's how you need. You need a little bit of oil, of water, so you put a little water in order to help it to be mixable, and then one would, add the oil at the different times when one needs it. So we had that earlier. So, machlokas here about, is it b'shas that it's still soles or only when it's chalos? So amru lo, the chachamim say to Rabbi Meir, the chachamim who say you mix oil in even when it's soles, say to Rabbi Meir, v'halo lachme toda, nemer bohen chalos. By the lachme toda, it also calls it chalos in Parshas Sav, v'i efshel abololon k'shein chalos el soles. And there it's impossible to put the oil in when it's chalos. We'll see why. The Gemara will explain. Beth Hashem in a minute. Ela soles. So there it uses the word chalos and it means soles. So to hear the Chachamim say, it says the word chalos, but it means soles. And that should be the defining pasuk. Soles belulos. Ketzad osa. So what do you do? Notein shemen bekli kodem lasiyasan. You put oil in the kli before you start. Vinosna. And then you put the flour in. Vinosein shemen aleha ubalala. And then you put oil in as you mix it together and you do the belila. Vilasha. And you knead it, va'ofen, then you bake it, upotata, you break it into pieces, v'nasan ala shem, and then the third time, you put oil on it, that's the yitzika, v'kometz, and then your kometz, that's what the chachamim say, that is what you do against Rebbe, meaning you add the oil even when it's already flour, when it's only flour. And Rebbe Omer, no, chalos bololan, shenemar chalos b'lulas v'shemen, has to be chalos, ketzado said, this is how I think you do it, nosa shemen b'kli, kodem asiyasa, that I agree with you. Vinosna, and then you put the flour in, and you just mix it with that original oil also, a little bit with the water as well. Vilasha, viofe, upotata, and then you put the second oil on. Vinosna lashem, and ubolala, then when it's already pieces, you mix it up together with the oil, and then at the end, v'chozer, v'nosei ala Hashem, and v'kometz. Right? So that's the difference between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. When do you put the second addition of oil by the machvas and the marcheshes? So let's just finish this line of the Brisa, and then we'll comment. E efshar, the Rabbanan, to prove their shita, that it has to be soles, say, well, the lachmei toda, it says chalos, and it means soles, because it's impossible to put it on when it's chalos. Why is that? E efshar, dekami le rabbanan le rebbe mahi. What does it mean, e efshar? Why is it e efshar? It's impossible to put the oil on when it's chalos. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, revia shemen hi. There's only a little bit of oil. And by toda, you have a lot of chalos. Heich mis chalekas lekama chalos. You have so little oil, you can put it onto the chalos when they're chala already, so it's not going to work. When it's all flour, it's all one big dough, so then you can put it in. Add the oil, and it's ki'ilu, you add it to all the chalas. But when it's already chala, it's impossible. By the time you get up to the, I don't know, a few chalas in, so you're not going to have any left if you smear it on as you're supposed to smear it. So therefore, that's the Rabbanan Shita, that it's impossible, it's not going to last. We know, we mentioned this before, but Toda comes up here. We know the din of Toda is special in that it has the most challahs brought with it than any other carbon. No other carbon has. The carbon nazir has some, and we know the shtei halechem, and we know the lechem apanim, but the one that has the most is the carbon toda. As it says in Parshas Sav, in the context of shlamim, right, the zos Torah zevach ha-shlamim, part of the shlamim, and then it says, im al toda yakrivenu v'ikriv al zevach ha-toda, with the zevach ha-toda. Al zevach toda, we also bring chalos matzos belulos bashamen, urekike matzos mishuchim bashamen, visoles morbeches, chalos belulos bashamen. Al, and those are the three types of chalos that are matzah. Al, chalos lechem chametz, yakriv karbano, al zevach toda shlama. So the toda is a shlamim, and 30 matzahs, and 10 chametz, and that's what's brought with the carbon toda. Right? That's what Rashi explains here. Dalad mini lechem, chalos rikikin revucha. That's pasuk yud beis here. And then you have v'ksiv al chalos lechem chametz v'gomer. Then that's another type. V'kol min v'min yud chalos. And we'll get to that, Hashem, in the next parak. That's all about carbon toda. We'll get to the, how do you know that it's 10 types of each challah and how big does each one have to be? V'chulu. But there is a thought that the Netziv says, but it's really the roots of it already in the Sfarno. So first we'll see the Netziv, and then we'll see really it's included in the Sfarno, and that is, isn't it interesting that the carbon toda has the most to eat? It has the chalos, it has the matzah, and you have a very little time to eat it. You give one out of each 10. 4 out of 40 you give to the Kohen. Oh, different than all other carbon is shlamim. Right, you keep reading. Right, the next day too. Right, day night day by Kodshei Kalim, and the Ramban says, okay, maybe there's a lachachila to eat the first day because the Torah calls the second day nosar, the same word. It's amazing. Pasuk Tezayin, v'hanosar mimenu yeachel, whatever's left over from eating on the second day. Next phrase in the Torah, v'hanosar mibsar hazevach b'yom hashlishi b'eishi saref. It's also called nosar. First nosar you can eat, the second nosar you have to burn. That is by a regular shlamin. But toda is more limited. And that's what the Netziv says right here. V'ha inyan, what is the reason that you have so much to eat and so little time to eat it? V'ha inyan, the tachlis toda sheba al neis, hu kedei lesaper chasli Hashem shegamal alav. The ikar of the toda is to be mesaper in public all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. V'hainu dechziv. Or let's first read he goes to the Harchev Davar, but first continue reading in the Hemek Davar. Umi Tamze, and because that it's all about to be Mepharsi in the Nais, Riba HaKasav Balechem, the Torah has so much Lechem, in order, for you to have a need to be able to share. If 36 loaves, 4 of them went to the Kohen, and the rest is for the Bailim. Umiit Bizman Achilas Toda, Mikol Shlamim, and it's shorter time to eat it. Hainu Kidei Sheyemar Bereim Lesuda. Achas, biyom hakrava, v'yisipur haneis lefnei rov anashim. Right, so there'll be a lot of people there. You're going to have to share the food. You don't want it to become nosar. V'arba chalas takonim shein heima tamidei chachamim. V'yem kein ikar achilu hu lechem chametz. Tamazu lechem oni, v'yem nechal yavagam chametz. And he continues, but that is the point in order to be able to share. And then if you look in the Harchev Davar, he expands upon this. V'hainu dechziv, this is what we say in Hallel. L'cha ezvach zevach toda uv'shem Hashem ekra, nedarai l'ashem ha-shalem, so he says, these three psukim in a row are each A, B, A, B, A, B. It's referring to two different parts. The Yeshlavin Amamar Shishalam Nidro Neged Kalamo. What does it mean? Nidarai Lashem Ashalem Negdon Alachalamo. We say it in Hallel. What's the Shevach of Neged Lachalamo? Hare Hashem Doresh Min Adam Shihasne Lechasim Alokov. Why do you have to be so public? V'su kasha. What does it mean? B'sochechi Yerushalayim. It already said, V'chatzos Beis Hashem. That is Yerushalayim. So what's after you started going to Beis Hashem, which is Harabayis, then it says Yerushalayim, which is less intense. Elad Shrei Mili Kamar. Says the Emek Davar, there are really two elements being alluded to in this pasuk, which we can think about every time we say Hallel. L'cha ez lach zavach toda. That's the karban. U'v'shem Hashem ekra. That's the who called Todal Hashem Tzvakos Al Hanes. I will bring a carbon and I will call out of the name of Hashem. I will call out. I'll be Mefarsi in the Nes. And then we go Ubir Al Havo as a carbon. Next phrase, Nidarai Lashem HaShalem. That's the carbon. Next phrase, Negdan Alachalamo. I will explicate this and publicize it in front of the whole Am. If Hashem does something amazing for me, I should publicize it to show how great Hashem is. The Barov Am, Sheyochlu Imo, as Atoda, Yisaper Oz HaHashkacha Alav L'Tova. And that's what he quotes the Targum Yonasan as well. And then, Meduyak Bazeh. It's also Meduyak. That it says, Diktuk Tevas Negda, Beli Dagish Bedalis, Shalok Echok. He continues how he gets into a little grammar here. But that is, and then he, the last phrase, Bechatzros Beis Hashem, right, that's the carbon. Zochech Yerushalayim, that's all of Yerushalayim, because you could eat the bread in all of Yerushalayim. So that is the Netziv. Again, it's quoted by many, but that's the beautiful way how he reads the Psukim in Tehillim, in Hallel, on the, but if you look in the Svarno itself has this alluded to. The Svarno in one little phrase, as the Kedarka Bakodesh, the Svarno in a little bit, the Hemek Davar. The Netziv sometimes, and the Meshech Chachma as well, often expands on an idea that we find the roots of it in the Svarno, and they take it to the next level. So here too, the Svarno says, V'zosor HaZevach HaShlamim, the beginning of that section, V'hodia Sha'af Alpi Shekol hashlamim kachem kalim mikomakam yishchilik b'neiyam she'im heim al odos ha-hoda'a. If it's one of the hoda, one of the adal shuichan lahodos, yia imahim lechem b'tocho min chametz ki amnam sibas ha-sakana asher aleha ha-hoda'a hu se'or she'be'isa. He gives, why is there a little chametz in these 40 loaves, 10 chametz, 30 matzah. The chametz, as we know from brachas, is the Sa'ar Shabbos, is the Yitzhahara. We discussed a week or two ago, the Radvaz, in Tuf Kufayin Zayin, about that. That's why there's so many chumras by chametz. So the reason that you were put into the danger in the first place is because of the Yitzhahara and my Averis. So that's why it's a little bit of chametz. Mikom makom, mine hamatzah, rabo salav. But there's a lot more matzah. Uberabos halechem, yisparsim haneis la'ochlem rabim. In that one line, he captures the whole Netziv. Uberabos halechem yisparse manes laochlem rabim vikulam, and all of the lechem chametz matzah nechalim bisman kachim kachim shehem liyom valayla. Right. So in that one little phrase of the Svarno, we have the Netziv, and we have the Netziv himself that gives the pshat in the pasuk in Hallel. Okay, let's continue. So now we know from the Machvas and the Marcheshes, even though not all of the Matnas Shemen are said by each of them, but we learn out Karbonecha, Zegzeirah Shava, and we put them together. That is Yitzika and Balila and the Matan Kli Betchila by all of them. Tanra, next line. Hachalos Tunis Balila Urakika Meshicha. The last part of the Mishnah, or the next part of the Mishnah, the Chalos in the Mafei Tanur, right? There are two types of a chalos, as we mentioned, or two types of bread offerings. Chalos are belila, right? They are broken pieces, and then they are mixed with oil. And rikikim, the wafers, as they're translated, meshicha, gets smeared with oil. Rikikim meshicha, satan rabbanan. Chalos belulos velo rikikim belulin. Only the chalos are mixed with oil, but the rikikim, the ones that are baked and harder, they are mixed with oil, and they're not mixed with oil because they're only smeared with oil afterwards. Sheyacho, because I might have said a kal vachomer to say otherwise. Bahalodinu, uma chalos she'enan tu'unas meshicha, tu'unas belila. If the chalos do not require meshicha afterwards, require belila during. So rikikin, she'tu'unan meshicha, the rikikin that require being anointed and oil afterwards, enodin she'tu'unan belila. So surely they should require belila also. Kal vachomer from its partner. Tamalomar, chalos belulos, velo rikikin belulin. Only the chalos get oil mixed in it, but the rikikin, right, even after it's chalos, it's broken pieces, but the rikikin are not balo. And now we say the opposite. Rikikin meshuchin velo chalos meshuchos. Right, the rikikin are meshuchin and not the chalos. She yachol, again, because I might have said the otherwise. Falo dinu. Uma rikikin she'enan tu'unin belila tu'unin meshicha. If the rikikin do not require the oil being mixed in, but they do require the meshicha afterwards, chalos she tu'unos belila, eno din she tu'unos meshicha. So that should also, tamalomar, Rikikin Meshuchim Velo Chalos Meshuchos. So each one has its own way of the oil being applied. So even though we said there's a Gzeira Shava between Machvas and Marcheshes, and we might have said that surely between the two Mafetanurs, right? The two mafetanors should surely be connected to each other. Still, we say no, each one is meduyak, right? If you look in the psukim, the Torah tells us the dafka calls each one a separate, the Chalos and the Rakikin are called differently in the Pasuk, and that's what Medayik. It's one Pasuk. The past 10 lines of Gemara, it's about one Pasuk. Beis Dalet and Vayikra. Let's just read the Pasuk again. V'chisakrev karban mincha ma'afei tanur. If you make a ma'afei tanur, so we hold that it's either or. Right? Rabbi Shimon said he could bring five and five. But we hold either or. Solas chalos matzos belulos bashemen, urakike matzos mishuchim bashamen. Right? Those are the two. And that's Rashi quotes, Sha'ama harealai mincha ma'afei tanur, v'limet akatev shiavi o chalos or rakikin. Chalos belulos, urakikin mishuchin. Right? Rashi quotes our Gemara. V'nechel gurabo seinu b'mishicha son. And there's a machlokes, how do you do the mishicha? Rashi quotes the Gemara that we are about to have. But again, we're medayik in the pasuk that each one is separate. Right? One is called mishuchin and one is called belula. That's separate. We don't make any connection between them because the Torah emphasizes. So says the Gemara, my Talmuda, Amar Rava, lo lishtamed v'lichtov chalos meshuchos rakikin belulin. Exactly what we just explained, right? You might have said that, why didn't the Torah just put them all together? Why do you have to have two phrases? So it must be, it is two separate categories. The Menachas Chinuch wonders here, is it li'ikuva? He says, it seems like it is li'ikuva, right? That if I take the Rikikim and I make it balul, if I take the chalos and make it mishuchin, so then one would not be yotzei. That's what he assumes in os kuf tes zayin. In mitzvah kuf tes zayin. Kesed moshchin. So how do you, what mashicha do you do? When it says here, the rikikin have to be mashuach. How does mashicha done? Kesed moshchin kimin ki. You do it like the shape of a key. V'hashar necha l'kohanim v'chulu. And after you do that, then the rest of the oil is eaten by the kohanim. So ma kesed moshchin kimin ki. My kimin ki. What does that mean? What does the kimin ki mean? So we had this back in Masechus Harios. We discussed this shape, but here we have it again. Amar Afkana kimin ki yivani, the Greek letter ki. Still, what does that mean? The Rishonim in a few places deal with what this is. Rashi and the Ksav Yad here says it's like the letter Tess. Kimin ki is like the letter Tess, and that is how we are supposed to look at it. If you look in Tosfos has another pshat, Kimin Ki, Tosfos says, Tzir Bekuntras Kimin Tes. Right, whenever Tosfos in this parak quotes Rashi, it's talking about Rashi and Ksav Yad. Ubepirushe Chumish Piresh Gimel. Right, others say maybe it looks like a Gimel. V'yesh Befarshim Kimin Nun, or Kimin Chaf. Right, four different letters of the Aleph base. Ubaarach Piresh Titanya Bekrisus. Hamalachim Oshim Kimin Nezer. Vakoanim Kimin Ki. Yavanis Piresh Yatak Shemin Al Rosh Aharon. V'yored Eilech Ve'eilech Kimin Shnei Margolios V'zeo Tzuraso. It has two legs. It goes down from Aaron's head. So that's another, that's how the Aruch explains it. Either way, a couple of different shatim, what that is. By the way, yes, there is one other time. I looked it up and also someone emailed that, Rebbe Aaron comes up. There's two times Aaron comes up as a Rav in the Gemara. So yesterday was one of them. There's one other time, I think it was in Bat Metzia, that we have it. Interesting that we use the Gemara says, Kimin Ki. And all of the Rishonim say, oh, it's like a Tess, it's like a Kaf, it's like a Nun. So why didn't the Gemara say, it's like a Tess, it's like a Nun, it's like the Hebrew letter? Why do we have to have the Kimin Ki? Right? Whenever you could use something in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, isn't that better? Well, we've quoted in the past, the Machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, quoted in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. The Ramban quotes the Rambam and then argues with him. Why Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, is called Lashon HaKodesh? The Ramban says, because inherently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh, the Torah was given in Lashon HaKodesh, the world was created in Lashon HaKodesh, right? Ki mi ishlu kachazos, Rashi quotes in Bereishis. So there's something inherent about Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam quotes otherwise. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim and the Ramban quotes it and says, no, inherently there is no inappropriate word in Lashon HaKodesh, right? There are no words for certain areas of life. Right, there's no separate word for a husband and wife being together. It's called bia. Bia means entrance. Right, there's no specific other word that's in Lashon HaKodesh. There's no separate word for the Eivor HaZachar and the Eivor HaNekeva. There's no separate word for bathroom. Right, in Talmud, in biblical Beis HaKisei, right, the room, the house with the chair. Right, that's there's no separate word. Mei Raglayim. I mean, all these words, the water of the legs. There's no separate word, says the Rambam, and that reflects Lashon HaKodesh. Good. Either way, the Rambam says in Pirkei Avos that it's a mitzvah kala to speak Lashon HaKodesh. That's one of the examples that he gives when the Mishnah says, Havizarki mitzvah kala kavachamura, right? The Rebbe of Nassan Alva, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. I'm sure he spoke Yiddish the whole week, but on Shabbos he spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, that's what he said. He wants to connect to that Kedusha. So either way, the Rishonim here ask, so why did the Gemara say, you know, one of the Hebrew letters, right? Why did it have to say the Greek letter? So the Be'er Sheva asks that question. Why is it that it doesn't use a? He asked that in Harios. In Harios, that's where this sugi comes up. Also, Lama lo nakat Rav Kahana osa os me'alef Beis Shalanu v'shema yesh lomar mipnei she'ein lekaf yevani tmuna mamish kaviyasam ba'alef Beis Shalanu. It's not exactly like one of our letters, and Chazal wanted to be very exact. Now the key was. And all the Rishonim are saying, it's similar to the Tes. It's similar to the Nun. It's similar. That's fine. You can say it's similar. But when Chazan wanted to give us the exact way Mashiach is done, the best way is something from outside of the Aleph Beis, and that's why they use that. Rakamina klamer bemiksas. Okay, naka ki yevani ki kach surasa bidiyuk. That is the exact measure of the letter. If you look in Rabbeinu Manoach, interesting, Rabbeinu Manoach, quoted Rabbeinu Manoach, we have on certain Svarim of the Rambam. So Rabbeinu Manoach in Sukkah, Perek Dalid, Alacha Beis, says the Rambam, Sukkah she'ein la shalosh tvanos psula, right? You need at least three walls for a sukkah, or two and a little. Hayu la shtei tvanos gemuros, zu bitzad zu. If you have two walls, two complete walls, one next to the other one, kemin gam. Another one of the Queen Gam, like the letter Gam. Osa Dofan Sheish Barach Bo Yeser Al Tefach Uma Bida Pachas Bishlosha. He talks about, he's trying to say, if you have two walls that are contiguous to each other, like at a right angle, then he could add on a little bit more, emphasizing not parallel to each other, across from each other, but Kimin Gam. So if you look at the Rabbeinu Manoach here, he quotes, what does it mean Kimin Gam? Klomar Gimel Yevanis Sheyasuya Kedalis Shalanu. It's like the Greek gimel, which is like Ardalad. Ardalad is like a right angle. Umasha Amr Aboseinu Kimin Gam below Amr Kimin Dalis. Same kasha. You have to go to the Be'er Sheva and the Achronim. You go to Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rishonim. Why? Shelo Ratsu Lita'er Laosios Hakodesh Shum Davar Shalchol. You don't want to use the Kadosh letters to describe anything that is chol, that is not sanctified. This is for Kedushas HaTorah. A little unusual though. What, the walls of a sukkah aren't Kadosh? Okay, it's two levels. Number one, a sukkah in general is Tashmishi Mitzvah, not Tashmishi Kedusha. That's true. And also you get into what is the definition of the sukkah. Maybe it's really the schach and not just the tfanos. Some machlokes, Rambam Rush, about whether the halacha of Chal Shem Shamayim ala sukkah, just like on the Chagiga, Sukkah Daf Tesam and Aleph, there's an Isser Hana of the Sukkah. Does that apply to the walls also, or just to the Schach? Right, so that's Machlokas Rambam and the Rush. But in any case, this is not a Chulin context. It's still Chiddush to say that. But that's what he, again, is emphasizing, that it is, the Chazal don't want to use it. Don't want to use it, in that way. Okay. Either way, that is the, Rabbeinu Manoach. And using the letters is a fascinating Gemara. We don't have time to go into it now, but to remember it in Shabbos Kuf Dalet. Shabbos Kuf Dalet on Aleph, where the Gemara goes through every letter of the Aleph base and the significance of how it looks. Unbelievable. Why is the Aleph leg facing the base? Why is the base looking away from the Aleph? Goes through every one of the letters. What is the Mem Pasuach and the Mem Stasum and the Nun, the Nem on Kafuf, right? Nun, two Nuns and Samach Ayin. Goes through every one of the letters. Amazing. And that's where the Gemara says Shin Kufresh, right? Shin is Sheker, and that's why it's, all the letters in Sheker are wobbly, right? They all have a point at the bottom of it, Shin Kuf and Resh, while MS, all the letters are strong, and they have two legs, and the MS is Kayam, and MS stands, Aleph, Mem, and Tuf. You know, it's the I like to call that, it's the code of the Jewish alphabet. That's why Shabbos Kuf Dalet. It's the code of the Jewish alphabet right there, the magic that is within every letter. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Mincha, so we're in Rabbi Shimon Shita here. Mincha haba'a mechza chalos u mechza rakikin. So according to Rabbi Shimon, unlike what we paskin, we say mafetanos, so you have to bring one type, either chalos or rakikin. But Rabbi Shimon says you can bring half and half. But what do you do about the oil? Rav Shimon doesn't say you could have more oil mixed in. So what does he do? So mincha b'habam mechzachalas mechzorakikin. Maybe lug shemen. You bring one lug v'chotzeu and you split it chetzil lachalos v'chetzil rakikin. You split it half and half. The chalos bololan and the chalos, as we know, you mix the oil in urakikin moshchan. You're moshech it afterwards. Or moshech es harakik al pnei kulo. And even within Rabbi Shimon Shita, what do? You're moshech the rakik al pnei kulo. Not kamin ki, but pnei kulo. You smear it on the whole thing. V'shar Hashem v'nachzir l'chalos. And after you're moshech, after you anoint and smear the rakikin, if you have any oil left over, you put that back into the chalos to mix with the chalos. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, mishum Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Moshchan kamin ki. No, you just do the Mashiach Kimin Ki even on these Rakikin. Vashar Hashem and Ne'echa LeKohanim, and the other oil could be eaten by the Kohanim. So double machlokas. Within Rabbi Shimon Shita, what kind of Mashiach is done on the Rakikin? Either you smear the whole thing and then you put the rest of the oil back into the Chalos, or do I just do Kimin Ki and the rest of the oil is eaten by the Kohanim? Good. Tanya Idach. Rakikin abam b'fnei atzman. What about rakikim that abam b'fnei atzman? Not as part of the mafei tanur. If they're just coming, like the 10 rakikin, maybe log shemen umoshchan choser umoshchan ashiyichla kol shemen shebaluk. And what do? I bring the luk shemen and I smear. I do mishicha, right? The kamin ki, and I keep doing that until I use up all of the shemen. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Moshchan Kimin Ki, Vashar Shemen Echal Kohanim. Again, another machlok is if it's just the Rakikin, what happens to the leftovers? Is this one of the Matnas Kahuna? Or do we say that you have to put it back in? There's an interesting machlokas in the Achronim. Once I do the Mashicha, do I have to let the oil dry? Do I have to let the oil dry? Or could I, you know, sometimes when something is moist, there's a question, do you have to let it, dry or not? So if you look in the Chlusher of Ayaleib, it's quoted, I saw here in the one of the Sfarim, Chlusher Ayaleib, Chelik Beis Simin Memhei, he quotes, what's this machlokas about? Or whether this last one, whether you're just moshech until you finish it up, or you have to just put it once on and then the rest can be eaten by the Kohanim, Shenechluku b'yesod mitzvahs meshicha berkikin. What's the yesod, the nekudas ha-machlokas of this mitzvah meshicha? Shtanakama sarva, the Tanakama says you have to do it until it's finished. Shemeshicha berakikin, omedes b'makam belila b'chalos. Meshicha is parallel to belila, just like belila, it's all mixed in. So meshicha has to be all mixed in. Eina ela shinui ba'ofan matan ha-shemen b'mincha she'eno kashar menachas shoy de belila elu yade meshicha. This is another way of getting the oil into the mincha. And therefore, you have to be moshech kulo, and you have to put it all in. But Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says, no, Meshicha is not b'makam belila. It's mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a different type of using the oil in the mincha. Right? You're being moshechit. Right? It's not mixing in. And therefore, two things. Number one, it doesn't have to be on the whole thing. And number two, the leftovers are eaten by the Kohanim. Okay? Good. We continue with the next Mishnah. Kol menachas anasos bekli t'unos petita. All the menachas that are made in the kli, as we have been talking about, require petita, meaning they are crushed up into little pieces, and then you do kemitza on it. We mentioned that some of those, the ones mentioned earlier in the Masechta, one of the avodas ha-kashos shebe-mikdash, are where you have to do kemitza after you broke up these pieces, and to get an exact amount inside is going to be a little tricky, right? That's what we had way back on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph here in Menachas. We said b'machvas u'b'marcheshes mochek begozlo milamalo betzbo ketana milamata. By the machvas and the marcheshes, we're going to break it up and put it underneath the fingers. V'zuhi avodah kashos sheba mikdash. This is the one of the avodah kashos sheba mikdash. Rashi says there shebekoshi gadol hu mashve shelo yehelo chaser velo yoser. To have an exact under the three fingers, where you already have it into pieces, it's already baked. To have it exact, so that is tough. And we discussed then, what about the other ones that we had earlier? The other avodas kasher shiva mikdash. This is not the only one. Right? We mentioned bringing the ketores into the base, into the kodesh kadashim is hard. Doing malika is hard. So there are a couple of avodas kashos shiva mikdash. Limute mai. So what does this mishnah exclude? What does not have petita done? Amar of papa limute shtei alechem alechem aponim. The shtei alechem alechem aponim. They are eaten whole. Right, those are not eaten, broken up into pieces and have kemitza done. So therefore, that's what's excluded from our Mishnah, the Shtiyah Lechem and the Lechem Apanim. Tana Rabbanan Pasos Ota Pitim Mincha L'Rabos Kol HaMenachas L'Betita. Right, you include all the menachas for Betita. Yochol Shani Marba Af Shtiyah Lechem Lechem Apanim. You might think to include them also for this halacha Betita. Tamalomar Osa. Right, Osa Patot Ota. Break it, that excludes. Next, so that they're excluded from Petita. V'yatzakta v'chulala shemen l'mincha l'rabos kol menachas liyatzika. Right, all yatzika, pouring oil on afterwards, all menachas are included. Yochol shani mar be'af minchas ma'afeh. I might think also minchas ma'afeh, even though we just explained that. Tamalomar aleha shebed. So I exclude the minchas ma'afeh from the extra oil afterwards. Otzietz achalos v'lo otzietz arakikin. Maybe I should exclude chalos and not the rakikin, right? Because I'm only excluding ma'afetana, maybe only one of them. Maybe exclude the chalos, not the rakikin. Tamalomar he. My Talmuda, right? How do you learn that? Look at Rashi. My Talmuda klomar mara isa la hotzias minchas maafe sheksuva im sharmenachos. Why do you exclude the minchas maafe from yitzika? Ema la hotzias minchas koanim shere ein ksuva beparshas sharmenachos. Minchas koanim have its own section, so maybe minchas koanim is what is excluded and not the maafe tanur from the yitzika. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rabba, Eze Odaver Shetzorach Shnei Miyutin, Avi Omer Zu Minchas Maafe. There are two miyutin here. So which carbon needs two miyutin? Minchas Maafe, because you have the chalos and the rakikin. And that's why, that's what is excluded and not the other. Interesting Havamina that we have here, that maybe petita is required by the Lechem Apanim and by the Shtei HaLechem. There is a big discussion in the Achronim more, but again, the roots of it are already in the Gemara and the Rishonim. How much is the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei HaLechem, and there might be differences between those two, really a carbon mincha in the full sense of the word? Obviously, it's different, but for many other halachos, maybe it is flour, it is kneaded, and Kohanim eat it. So how much is it part of the mincha? Interesting, pointed out that the mitzvah of Lechem Apanim is in Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma. Truma is about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, not the Avoda. V'nasata ala sholchan lechem apanim lefanai tamid. Perachafei pasuk lamed. And the question is, what is it doing here? First of all, how many mitzvahs are there? So we know the Rambam counts in mitzvahs aseh chav zayin. He counts this is the makar for the lechem apanim. But if you look in the smag in kuv tzadi zayin, he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Emor, and we know there are a machlokas how many mitzvahs to count. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of the lechem apanim, lahasim as a lechem al shulchan and the chinuch. But the Ravid counts in the hasagas the minyan mitzvahs. He counts three mitzvahs. The Ravid thinks there should be three mitzvahs: the sidur of the lechem apanim on the shulchan, taktaras halavona, and the eating of the lechem apanim. Right, so the Rambam can answer that. The eating of the lechem apanim is just part of the eating of a mincha. The Haktaras Lavona is part of the avoda. What about the sidur lechem? The Ravid says that should be counted separately. So that's interesting. Why is the sidur lechem counted separately according to the Ravid and the Rambam not? So some achron in the mitzvah Hamelach says this, and the Minchas Asher said both say this, that maybe in a certain sense, the lechem apanim, putting it onto the shulchan, that's part of the shulchan. That's separate. Right? Interesting, if you think about it, why is it on there the whole week? Why did the lechem apanim stay on the shulchan the whole week? They don't point out this, but usually you do an avodah and you eat it. Here it has to stay there the whole week. Why? So there's a nais and it stays fresh. But maybe that's also partly due to the fact that maybe that emphasizes that this is part of the structure of the shulchan. Reading it from the Minchas Asher in Parshas Truma. V'yefshar od, the seder lechem apanim al shulchan, have hashlamas Tsuras Hashulchan V'inyana, and that's why it's in Parshas Truma, which is all about the structure and the kelim. V'nicha lefizet the prati mitzvahs lechem apanim haktarasa shalavona v'achilas lechem apanim ksuvim b'parshas emar b'hadi parshas akarbanos. Avo b'parshas Truma we have pudding, all of those other items, haktaras habazichin and all of that. That's an emar by the hakravas akarban. But here you still have putting the lechem apanim on. Kizeh me'ikr mitzvahs ha'shulchan v'lo midini ha'karbanos v'avoda. And that is what is required. You could also ask the similar question, what about the menorah? The menorah, is it just a mitzvah of hadlaka, or is it a mitzvah of what the menorah, part of the menorah is having the candles lit. That's part of the definition of the menorah. You could ask also a similar question there. But again, lechem apanim is an example of a mincha, right? We had earlier in the Mishnah, right? We had these menachas require this, and these menachas require that. We're back on the daf nun tes. Yesh teunos shemen v'lavona, and we lechem upon him ton lavona vein ton shemen. So you see, it's included in the larger categories. We're right back on samach aleph. Lechem upon him in chazasachem ein tunas lo agashav lo tznufa. It's all categorized in the world of mincha. With many other examples, back on Daf Mem Vav, Rashi calls Lechem upon him Minchahi Umina Yalfinam Imnifrasa Achas Melach Beitod Psula. So we compare and contrast throughout, including this Shach of Atari that we just had, that maybe the Lechem upon him should require Petita and it doesn't. So that is again part of this larger issue. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Minchas Yisrael. So how do we do Petita? How do you break it up into pieces besides the Lechem upon him and the Shteil Lechem? All the other Minchas have Petita. Minchas Yisrael. Kofel Echad Oshtayim V'Shtayim L'Arba. A Minchas Yisrael. So, we fold it over twice. Right? Obviously, these are soft matzahs. Right? We don't have the brittle hard ones that Ashkenazim use Bizban Azed. Those wouldn't be able to be Nekpal. So, it's clearly talking about soft matzahs. So, Kofel Echad Oshtayim V'Shtayim L'Arba. You fold it one into two and two into four. Umavdil. And once it's four, right, it's piled on four, then you break it. Mavdil, right, that's the petita. Mirchas koanim, kovalecha l'shnayim, vishnayim l'arba ve'eno mavdil. And we don't break it, because it's kula kalil anyway, it's all going to be burnt. Maybe according to Rabbi Shimon is different, as we said, because by a minchas chote of a kohen. Minchas kohen, mashiach lo'ay makapla. But the minchas kohen mashiach, the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol is brought every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon, that we don't do any kippel by. Lohayim akapla, because that is his chova, and it's not nikmetz, it's his kalil. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minchas kohenim, minchas kohen mashiach, ain't by petita. The minchas kohenim don't have any petita, you don't fold it at all. Not just the minchas kohen mashiach, but the minchas kohenim. Rabbi Shimon says, there is no petita. Rashi's girsa, Rashi has in one word, which, as we know, is needed. Minchas nidava shel kohenim, minchas kohen mashiach. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon holds that in minchas chote, you have kmitza done. So you're going to have to make it into do petita. So Rabbi Shimon says that the minchas nidava of the kohenim and the minchas kohen gadol, there is no petita done. Mipnei she'ein bohem kmitza. Because there's no kmitza. V'chol she'ein bohem kmitza, ein bohem petita. Good. The Mefarshim wonder, interesting, that the chavitin, by the chavitin in the Torah, it's called tufinei minchas pitin. Right? So interesting that that's the petita, it's called petita. Okay. The kulan potetin kizesim. And all the petitas are done kizayas. What does that mean? 2 days in the Rashi. Kulan, Rashi. Shetzrichin petita, makapla, shayin, ladal, vadal, laches, vaches, latazayin, ashi, petitin, kizesim. You have to make him small into kizayas pieces. It says 2 to 4, but it can mean even more. You keep going small until the pieces are just a kizayas size. Or the second day of Rashi is v'kulan petita kizesim sheyachol. You can make them smaller until you get to the kizayas size, but not smaller. Not smaller. Al pachos b'kizesim ein yachol apototon kolshu. You can't do that. Good, Tana Rabbanan. Patot, yachol l'shnayim. You might think just fold it over once into two. Tamalomar pitim. E pitim yachol yasena pirurin. You might think you go into tiny little pieces like crumbs. Tamalomar osa. Osa lepetitim, velo petita lepetitim. No, you fold it over once, twice, but not into tiny pieces. Hakeitzad, minchas yisrael kovalecha l'shnayim v'shayim l'arba, umavdiyo. Minchas Kohanim, the Kohen Mashiach, Hayim Akapla, the Chulu. V'anantanan lo Hayim Akapla, the Mishnah says, you can't be Makapla at all, so what does this Brisa mean, that you are Makapla, the Minchas Kohen Mashiach? Amar Rabbah, Ina Makapla L'Arba, V'Makapla L'Shnayim. Maybe the first step you do. Different ways that we are folded over. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Ein Bohen Petita, they have no Petita done at all. Amar Rav Yosef. So once we're talking about doughs being folded over, so the Gemara goes into a different context, which is related, but different. We get into Hilchas Brachos on dough items. Amar of Yosef, from Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin. Hai Chavitza. This Chavitza is some type of baked bread, and something changed. Right, if you look in Rashi, in Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin, it's bread that was cooked. Lechem shebishlu, that is what chavitza is. Ke'ein shemefarin betocha ilfis lechem. That you crumble up into the pot, into the bowl, lechem. That's Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua says, the chiddush there is that doesn't lose the shame lechem, the piece of lechem by its being cooked. Tosfos there is a different shot of what chavitza is. Pirure lechem that are stuck together. Right, Tosfos says there, kigon shenitganin b'shemen kinizbash ludami. Right, they are pieces that are now together. Pirure nidbakim yachar aide marak o aide chalav. Kamo chavitza de tamri shei nidbakim. Pieces of bread that are now sticky. Either way, hai chavitza, this be pirur and kezayas. If there are kezayas sized pieces in this mixture, mevarchin aleh hamotzi lechem in haaretz, you still see hamotzi on that because you still see it's bread just because it's stuck together by other items. That does not take away anything in terms of the definition of bread. The last but piru and kezayis, if it doesn't have piru and kezayis anymore, mevarchan aleha, borei minei mezonos. Once there aren't large enough pieces of a kezayis, so you make a mezonos there, again, coupled with the fact that it is baked or cooked, etc. Amar v'yosi mina aminala. How do I know that when something is not a kezayis anymore, it might lose its shem lechem and go down to a mizonos? Ditanya, because the Braisa says as follows. If a kohen is being makriv minachas in Yerushalayim, omer, baruch shechiyanu v'kiyamanu. He says it's shechiyanu. Who's the he? So Rashi here says the kohen. If this is the first time this coin is ever giving a carbon mincha, he makes a shechianu. Omer, or he's giving the omer, which is only brought once a year. Omer kohen shechianu. The kohen says shechianu here. If you look in Rashi in Brachos, he says it's talking about the Yisrael. Again, this Rashi here in Menachas might not be Rashi, as we said. But if you look in Rashi in Brachos, Rashi says clearly, he's talking about the Rashi in the Ksav Yad here quotes both Kohen and Lishnachrina Yisrael. So if you look in Brachos, he quotes it's the Yisrael. If he's never brought this before, so then he says a Shehechianu in that case. The Pnei Yeshua there again says discusses. Rashi says Yisrael because, look, the Kohanim come twice a year. So it's not shock to say they never did the mincha. Once a year you can come to Shechianu. New season for the fruit. A new mitzvah mizman lizman. But something that comes twice a year, even though it's not so often, you want to make a Shechianu. Maybe that's why Rashi says there, Yisrael. This gets into the larger issue of, do you make we know there's a Shechianu on a new fruit. We know there's a Shechianu on new begadim that I get tremendous simcha from. Which again is minimized in bizman hazeh, where we get clothing rather often, certain types of clothing. We make Shechianu on moadim. We make Shechianu on mitzvos that come once a year. What about the first time a person does a mitzvah? What about the first time a person puts on tefillin? What about the first time a person puts on a new beged of tzitzis or a talis? What about the first time a woman lights Shabbos candles if she didn't light Shabbos candles before she was married? What about the first time a person does shechita? So this is a major discussion in all of these. It starts with the Ramah in Yeridea, the Ramah in Simon Chavches. The Ramah says, by the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, we know that if there's somebody shechs a chaya or an oaf, there's a mitzvah of kisui adam. Ramah, va'kisui hi mitzvah bifnei atzma. Right, the kisui is not part of the mitzvah of shechita, it's a separate mitzvah. Lamdus wise, it might be connected. There's a Rashi in Beitza that seems to say it's hashlamas hashchita. Why should a person who does shechita have the first rights to do the kisui if it's a separate mitzvah totally? Okay, but then the Ramah adds in. Aval hashchita, I'm sorry, it's sif base. Chayev levarek kodem sheyachasa asher kedeshar v'dod v'zivanu al kisui dam ba'ofar. Mitzvah to say the bracha of kisui adam. Hagah, misha shochet pam harishon, if somebody's shechting for the first time, mivarech shechianu al hakisui. If the person's doing the shechita for the first time, you say shechianu on the kisui. Avalo al hashechita, demazik labiria. You're not going to make a shechianu on the shechita, because whenever there's anything negative about an act that you're doing, you're destroying chametz. There's no shechianu on bir chametz. There's no shechianu on zechiras hamalek. There's no shechianu whenever there's something negative about what you're doing. That's the shaila about shechianu by a bris mila. Machlokas rishonim. Whether you go tzara diyanuka, that's the minag in chutz laaretz, and Eretz Yisrael, you say have shechianu on a bris mila. But either way, the Ramah says, you quote shechianu on the first time you do kisui. And this is a big discussion, right? In the shach here, the shach discusses, is this really true? He says it sounds that way from the Tosfos and Masechet Sukkah. And then he says, maybe there's extra simcha, because of schar ofar va'efer, right? Avram Avinu. But then he quotes, quotes the Ran. Hatam Shalom Baruch Hashachianu Atfilin Mishud Dalam Mizman Lazman Kaasi. Va'onira quotes a number of shitas here. The Taz in Hilchas Tzitzis says it also. The Taz in Simen Chav Beis and Hilchas Tzitzis. The Taz says, "Bein betzitzis, bein betfillin. Yesh lo farich bepam rishona shemavarech aleihem shechianu. Kamo shekatzav Ramabi Yaradeya Simen Chav Ches linyikisi Adam. Uminei lechal mitzvos shadam oseh bepam rishon bevarech shechianu kain nira li." That's the Taz in Arachayim in Hilchas Tzitzis. That is the Taz. You follow the Ramon, the Taz. There's a shechianu. Many other Achronim, though, it's not so simple. Many other Achronim. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos. There in Arachayim in on that Taz, he quotes that it is not so simple, and it's a big discussion. It's a big discussion. Maybe on for sure on tzitzis, because we buy tzitzis pretty often. We could buy tzitzis. But Minag Lamaisa quotes the Piskei Tshuvos Shelo Lavarach Shechiyano Lo B'Shas Kaniyav Lo B'Shas Asiyas Tzitzis Ela B'Shas Halavisha Rishona. According to some, and he quotes, "Bedoros ha'achronim nispachit aminag bekerav kamakidos v'Yisrael she'ein bevarachin shachianu abagadim chadashim ubichlal ze gam talos chadasha." Again, if somebody has tremendous simcha and they want to, there is flexibility. But he quotes that on many poskim say that, you know, let's say by tefillin, maybe the kid should have a new suit also, or a new fruit or something, just to be yotzei for sure, because it's not clear that deserves a shachianu. But again, here the Piskei Tshuvos and Simcha Beis quotes this. He says, let me just read this line, "Mitzvos lavahedos enu, shar mitzvos sheba Torah, shizmanam b'choleis." You could do it always, but you happen to be doing it the first time, who says there's a shachianu there? Tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, shiluach hakan, ma'ake, tevila, hadlakas neiris. You could have the first time to do all these mitzvahs. You're going to take 10 shachianos in one day? Who says that there's a shachianu? The Chazal said, a mitzvah shabal mizman lazman, once a year, that gets a shachianu. A beged chadash. Who says there's a shachianu the first time you do a mitzvah? Right? That's not quoted in Chazal anywhere. And therefore, it is different. Pidyon HaBen and Mila, you know, that's already in the Gemara. So that's why it's different. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, how do you know that this is true by the bread? So if somebody is omed or makar v'menacha, you say shachianu. Not v'lo achlan. If he takes it to eat it, omer mazil lechem menaretz. And it says, you say, I'm Osif Etzan, V'kulam Petit and Mekazayas. Our Mishnah says, you break it into not pieces not less than a Kazayas, and that's how you know that Hilchas Brachas, if it still has a Kazayas in it, that's when you will make a Berchas Amotzi. Amalei Abayo, Ulatana de Verbi Yishmol, Damar Mefarchan, Hashem Achzirin L'Saltan. According to Tana de Verbi Yishmol, that says, no, you make it smaller. Hachanami de Lomavarech Hamotzi. You wouldn't say Hamotzi on them? Right, when the Kohanim would eat it, you wouldn't say Amotzi v'chitei machinami. But if you say, yeah, you wouldn't say Amotzi, v'atanya. Likein mikulan kezayas v'achlo. No, it says, if you gather from all of these menachas of kezayas, and you eat it, imcha meitzu anish kares. If it's Pesach and you eat it, you chayev kares. V'im matzahu, adam yotzi ben yechavos v'pesach. And if it's matzah, you can be yotzi your mitzvah. So you see, it's still lechem. So you see, you'd make Hamotzi on it. So, you see, the rule isn't Kezayis. So, Ahar Mayaskinan, Vishayir son. No, that's only, you'd only be Yotze if you would take all of the pieces and you would knead it in, again into a dough. Ihachi, Haina Dutani Allah. But it says about that, Vusha Achlan Bechteachilas Pras. Only if you ate it within the certain amount of time, 3 to 9 minutes. V'ibishayir son, but if you remade it into a dough, Sha'achlomi Baile. You don't say Sha'achlan, plural about the crumbs, but Achlo it. Say Elacham Ayaskina on a different answer, but Bami Lechem Gadol. You know when you could use even less than a Kezayis pieces? If the original Lechem Gadol, it started off as a Lechem Gadol. So my Havi Allah, Rav Sheshe Zamar, Afilu Pirurin She'ein Ben Kezayis. Rav Sheshe says, even Pirurin that are less than a Kezayis, you make Hamotzi on. Amar Rava Vudiika Teresa Denama Alayu, as long as it still looks like bread. Again, we don't have time to go into Hilchas Brachas in detail, but we paskin. You know, if it looks like bread, it's still bread. Even if I eat a little bit, if I eat a little piece of bread, I'm going to make Hamotzi on that. I'm not going to bench if I didn't have a Kezayis, but I'm going to make Hamotzi. If I don't have a Kebetza, I'm not going to do the Tilos Yadayim, but this is, you're definitely going to make Hamotzi. There's an interesting side question that maybe we wouldn't have thought about, but it's amazing, right? What does the Mishnah say here? That you could use it, if you get a Kezayis, you can use it for the Mitzvah Matzah. Ask Rav Pesach Frank in the Mikrei Kodesh, in the second volume on Pesach, 1 minute, a Karban Mincha has to be in the Azara. Ein yeshiva v'azara elo malchus beis David bilvad. You can't sit down in the azara unless you're from malchus beis David. How do you do haseva? You only yotze matzah with haseva. So you're not allowed to sit. So how do you do a seva and Yosef is a matzah? We wouldn't have put this question together, but this is what the Rav Tzvi Pesach talks about in Simen Lamed Aleph, in the second volume of the Mikrei Kodesh. What do you do? So maybe Haseba is only Drabanan, we're talking about on the Daraisa level. Maybe you go into the surrounding offices, which is enough to be considered Azara for eating the Mincha, but it's not, the Isra of Yeshiva Bazara doesn't apply. So there's different suggestions. He says maybe, She'isra Yeshiva Bazara, Shalo Yehate Sarech Sham Haseba, Shabazara Hayosim Yechavat Achila Ba'amida. Why? Because it's all about, it's like Bifnei Rabo. A Talmud Bifnei Rabo doesn't need Haseba. So here you have the Mora Mikdash. Either way, fascinating question that is asked. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, the next stop will be put up from the last cycle, and we will continue after that. Again, today's Shia was sponsored. Lezeich Nishmas. Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe ben Yosef, whose vision of the Torah education for his sons had been rewarded with children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, raised by Derech HaTorah, and the neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, we'll stop here.